Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's interesting that South Florida right now, they have surged, right, in the projections after their win against North Texas. Now, again, you know, this is going to be decided on the field, luckily, for the University of Memphis. But the projections currently, like ESPN has them in. They have South Florida
They pushed past Memphis because ESPN had Memphis at one point.
Yes. So
I mean, it was an impressive second half.
Yeah, and they got that win over Florida, you know, at Florida. So, I guess that's kind of the idea. But they're also ranked ahead of Memphis right now.
AP poll.
Yeah.
Not SP Plus.
Right.
Not so all the analytics.
I guess they're just going off the AP poll right now. Because it's like, well, you have to win the conference championship.
Right.
So, you have to win the game. But in short of that, you're just going to project whoever is ranked higher at this moment until that game actually happens. Because, I mean, that game's going to happen in 10 days. So, that will be sorted one way or the other. And then we'll see what happens the rest of the way, if Memphis can find a way to get into the conference championship game, even with a loss, if that's the way it goes.
My thing is just getting there, you know, with Brendan Lewis healthy. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the one about Leo AB. You expect to roll them. Who cares if they cover, whatever else. You just want to get undefeated that South Florida game. But not getting banged up in that one, coming through it, you know, with your main guys. You're going to need them against South Florida. We've seen it. I mean, that defense has real dogs on it. It's physical. And it's been that all season long. So it's going to take a level up maybe that we haven't seen yet. Even, you know, that Arkansas effort was a good one.
Yeah.
It's going to take that level of physicality, maybe even you know, better execution, obviously, against South Florida. They're real.
Yeah, I would like Memphis to not run Brendan Lewis much this week. I mean, it just seems like one that's like you don't design as many.
He takes so many licks.
He really does.
And we had said this about Byron Brown. We're watching it play out with our own quarterback because he is such a runner, and it's been key for you at times. It was key for you in that Arkansas game particularly. And, you just want to get him as healthy as possible because he ain't going to be 100% with all the licks he's taking.
Correct.
As healthy as possible, that South Florida game.
Yes.
Going to need one of his better ones.
No doubt about that.
If not his best.
We'll talk to Frank Bonner about all this and more at 1:25. We'll come back. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM, ESPN?
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency will be your best friend. You need a good team in real estate in 2025 when you're looking to buy or sell a home. Somebody that's going to be honest with you, transparent, straightforward, available, all these things, right? That's Jennifer Carson and her team. Super easy to get in touch with. Great people, genuinely great people. They want to help you make the most money for your home. They want to help you, you know, feel the satisfaction of knowing that you made a good deal or got a good deal. Found the home of your dreams, but you got to reach out. Sold to livelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200. Jennifer is operating pretty much on one principle. You make Memphis better by getting folks out of bad situations, whether it's ownership or rentership, where that rent's just going to keep going up, 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 up. You want to be building equity. You want to be in an ownership situation, but it needs to be good for you. It needs to be the right one for you. She's not going to force you into one that's not good for you. She's built her business on it being good situations. Certainly was for me back in 2018 and for everyone we have referred over to her. It's been nothing but positive reviews, rave reviews. 901-625-5200 could be your review that's raving next when you call Jennifer Carstensen. Again, 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Our resident Hoosier, Frank Bonner, is going to join us in just a minute. We'll talk to him. I mean, he's got to be feeling really good.
He must be flying high.
Flying real high, man.
Kirk Cignetti Nation.
Shout out to Frank Bonner, man. Indiana alum. You got to love it. Congrats to you, man. Jake Moody.
Off the streets.
Everything y'all been going that you've been going through as a team with kicking over the last decade or more. And, you know, it felt like, oh, God, here we go again. The Bears kicker gets that joint blocked.
It was so weird because Cairo Santos got hurt in the Raiders game, but he practiced all week.
Right.
And so Moody, who they'd picked up and put on the practice squad, a former third-round pick out of Michigan. Did you know that?
Yeah, Moody, yeah. Because the
Niners gave up on.
Yeah. They gave him every chance. Year. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if a night like that restores him. And if Cairo Santos might need to worry and watch his back.
I don't know. I mean, if he was perfect, I'd say maybe. But because he had that one blocked, I think he probably still has a job. But maybe he's done enough to show, like, another team. A lot of teams out there have kicking problems.
He done maybe enough to show me. Remember, Cairo has a weak leg.
He does. He does. But you need to be loyal.
And what about this guy? What about kickers get renamed all the time? It's seasonal for them. They could go 2-3 years where they're bad and it comes back, right?
Yes.
And so that's what I'm saying. What if this kid have that third-round talent in him, and we can bring it back out with a confident night like last night?
You know, another example of that is the Arizona kicker, Chad Ryland. He was a disaster when he was a New England Patriot. And they cut him, and he was – I don't know if he's out of the league or what, but he was really bad. He was really bad with New England. He was 16 of 25 with New England. That's 64%, bro, right? He was just notoriously bad.
Yeah.
Then he gets to the Cardinals last year.
Changed scenery.
88%.
How about that?
This year, 8 of 10. So, you know,
Riley changed scenery, too, did he not?
He's with the Dolphins now, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it Jacksonville last year?
Yeah, he's bounced around. He's been with the Lions. He's been with
I forgot that he was with the Lions.
He's been around.
Am I making up Jacksonville, or was that real?
Here's Riley Patterson. I'm going to go with this guy.
I didn't remember. I thought he had this many stops. I knew it was like two.
It's a lot. Look at go to his Wikipedia page. You will see. Like, this dude has played for everybody. Detroit, Jacksonville, Detroit again, Cleveland, the Jets, Cleveland again, Falcons, Miami.
I had no memory of the two Cleveland stints.
Yes. Yes.
Good Lord, Riley.
He has made a field goal for the following franchises.
Whoa, this man's list is incredible.
Lions, Jacksonville, Lions again, Cleveland, Falcons, and the Dolphins.
How this man got 80 teams played for since 2021?
That's insane.
How's he got this many teams played for? It's like half and half a season. Yeah, look at how many teams he was on in 2024.
This dude got more jobs than me. I mean, it's unbelievable how many teams he's played for.
All those shouldn't count, right, in the same year. I mean. So many of those teams are in 2020. Commanders, Jets, Falcons, Browns, Falcons, all in 24.
Well, some of those are practice squad.
Got it, yeah.
Okay. He's played for more than what I'm saying. But in terms of actually played,
off the practice squad and on the team, how many teams?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, it's way more.
Six.
Yeah, it's way more than I thought.
He's played for six teams in the NFL.
I'm telling you, man.
And he's 5 of 5 this year with the Dolphins.
Make your son a kicker.
There's no doubt.
He's not going to get hit.
Never going to get hit.
Not as much.
It's a tough job. Because you have to be perfect, basically.
Well, and now it's gotten tougher because of this whole landing zone thing. But occasionally you will be asked to make a tackle when that dude's coming on past you. Now, some guys just dip
out. The Rams kicker who has perfected the landing zone is starting to miss field goals now.
Because he's working so much on the landing zone stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
This stuff's getting, for kickers, it's just changed the game.
Playboy Cardi.
This extra skill you have to work on.
Playboy Cardi is, he's 9 of 12 this year from distance. He's 75%. He's missed 2 extra points. It's not good.
You know, it's good. Memphis, what is it? Spedick?
Yes. That's another one. He's a good one.
He's been key.
He's been great.
He's been key this year for the Tigers. Kicking matters, man. And typically the Tigers have always had that spot licked.
Yes.
I think too, SP Plus, they're one of the better teams in special team, one of the better special teams units.
Yes, no question about that. It's been a journey for the Bears in that position.
Yeah, literally his teammates were meeting him that night. It was like 7 hours before that found out he's going to be activated.
That was like Prater when he made the game winner against the Ravens.
That's right. Yeah. I think that's right.
Yeah, because Bass got hurt, and then they signed Prater out of nowhere. And
it just shows you. I mean, there's so many of these dudes just walking around the streets outside, you know, either on your practice squad or right outside the league that, man, you might sign them up and they can end up, you know, having a great year for you at that position. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's
been, it probably makes too much of a difference in terms of, you know, I mean, it can be the end. It can all come down to him. And last night did. Caleb Williams had gotten them in position. Bears rally, you know, Jaden Daniels opens it up with the fumble. A kicker's got to come in and make this, you know, this kick. Otherwise, all that's wasted.
Well, let me ask you this.
So, I mean, it is. It's crazy that it can all come down to this, to the swing of a leg.
What do
that
the
ain't much of a football play?
What do the Bears need to do for Ben Johnson to win Coach of the Year? Like finish second in the division?
Probably so.
Make the playoffs as a wild card?
You realize second in the division would be ahead of either Detroit or Green Bay, which would be pretty impressive.
That's true.
Considering where things started.
I mean, it would be Coach of the Year worthy, though.
Yeah. I mean, yes. That's the Coach of the Year worthy. I mean, it's obviously have to be a playoff team.
So you've got Shane Steichen right now as the favorite for what he's done in Indianapolis.
Dude, I know he lost. They lost Fred Warner, but I would still have Shanahan high on the list just because of what they haven't had. It took some luster off losing this past week, though.
Yeah.
But Shanahan, man, he's got to be up there. Backup QBs, no receivers, no tight end, still finding a way. But right now, again, depending upon how things shake out, Shanahan's got to be high on this.
Yeah. Shanahan's 14-1. It's Shane Steichen, Mike Vrabel. This is in order.
Right now, it's Steichen.
Shane Steichen, Mike Vrabel, Liam Cohen in Jacksonville, Kyle Shanahan, Ben Johnson, Todd Bowles, Mike Tomlin, Mike McDonald, Sean McVay, et cetera.
To me, Steichen's so far out ahead of everybody just because of how he's doing it,
Daniel
who
Jones.
He's doing it with,
come on,
and what was projected of them this season.
Come on. Yeah, it was absolutely, you know, it's been beyond my wildest imagination that he would be able to get anything out of Daniel Jones. Just crazy. So, anyway, all right, we'll come back. Frank Bonner's going to join us on the other side. We will talk to him about Memphis football, the week, UAB, game day, what he's hearing, all that and more. Jason and John, I'm trying to find ESPN. Frank Bonner covers the University of Memphis football program for the Daily Memphian. He just has a story that posted on dailymemphian.com reporting that game day is coming to Memphis, and he joins us now. Frank, what's going on, brother?
Don't put my name on that now. Don't stamp my name on that. Got folks on Twitter. Hey,
I always like to completely lie about what some of my favorite journalists, when they come on, I love to lie about things that they have written. It's one of my favorite passes.
You do it to your DM friends.
Yeah, Drew Hill, last week he got it. I said he wrote that the Grizzlies need to give up on Cedric Howard after their first preseason game, and then you obviously reported that game day is coming.
So you're just a troll, just all the time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It gives me great joy and pleasure to do that. Now, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it.
How we feeling after the bye week? Feeling refreshed?
I mean, refreshed, and I got to see good football over the weekend during the bye week. So, you know, I'm feeling real good right now.
You got to watch it. You didn't go, did you?
No, I got to watch it.
I mean, like, sometimes you do go. You do pop out at Indiana games occasionally.
One time I did.
One time.
Because I didn't know that they were going to have an encore, so I had to at least see what I could.
Well, I mean, dude, if you're ever going to do it again, it's time to do it with this top three ranked Indiana team. Get back out there.
Yeah, you know, it's got to fit in the schedule. Work obligations come first.
Yeah, you're right. You got a lot of those these days.
What do the words Kurt Cignetti mean to you?
Man, savior, program savior.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of the amount of talking that he was doing when he first got the job. You know, we're going to beat Ohio State, we're going to do this. And I'm like, man, just get IU to a bowl game. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he did that and more. So I don't have nothing bad to say about the man.
What have you been most impressed with, I guess? Whether it's, I mean, you got a quarterback that is now, we're just talking about him. I think Mel's got him number three on his big board. You got a defense that's playing well. I guess what's impressed you most about what they've done?
I think I'm going to say, like, when you watch that Oregon game, defensively holding that team to 13 offensive points.
Man. Less than 100 rushing?
Because you can see, you at that point, you thought you knew what you had in IU's offense, right? You knew it was going to be, you know, prolific. Elijah Surratt has been great. Cooper's been great. Obviously, Mendoza's been great.
Yep.
But off defensively, to see Oregon be limited that way, I think that's the mark of a team that can do something special.
Man, agreed. It's funny. I was just looking at defensive stop rates, which I've never looked at over at ESPN.
tied with
bro,
Memphis.
Bro, tied at seven is Indiana and Memphis.
Yeah, I was looking at that this morning.
How nuts is that? I mean, Memphis is defensive improvement. We just talked about Indiana. That's and we've discussed it with you. I think we did it last week. I've been jumping on this as that it's as much of a part of the story as what Brendan Lewis and the offense have done. It just seems to continue. They've had a bye week. Offensively, I know it was work on turnovers. What about defensively in terms of things, you know, they want to work on? What's Ryan said?
You know, for one, the health. You know, you get Russo back and everything. One thing he did say is he wanted to get to the quarterback more. He wants that defensive line to, you know, touch the quarterbacks more, get some more sacks. That's one thing that he did note about the defense. But, I mean, when you get to that, you're kind of nitpicking a little bit because the defense is playing well.
It's great pressure and forced turnovers.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're doing all that. And I think to your point about the defensive stop rate.
I can't believe with this how high they are up there.
With all the different the metrics, like you got SP Plus and everything, the defensive stop rate, I actually like that because that's specifically about your ability to get off the field.
Off the field, 77.6% for Memphis.
Yeah, and so that's directly correlating whether it's takeaways, punts, or turnover downs. Like, that's what you want as a defense. Obviously, everybody loves takeaways, but even if you're not getting a takeaway, you just want to get off the field.
Yep.
Memphis is doing that at a high level.
Man.
Yeah, it's been noticeable, too. Yeah. Like, you just the effort, the intensity, like, they're in the backfield all the time. Like, I mean, I noticed that the first time I really was like, whoa, was Troy. I think that was the game where I'm like, these folks are, like, clamping down. I know the quarterback situation helped, but, like, I don't know. It just feels like the personnel is much better this year than it was a year ago.
Yeah, and I think when you have a DC in his second year in Hankins, another year of going to get your guys, right, mm-hmm. in terms of you know what you like as a defensive coordinator, and you can go get players that fit what you're trying to do. Now,
absolutely.
Obviously – you fit the players also, but when you're in recruiting, you know a guy where, like, that's my guy. And I think that's what we're seeing in this year, too, with Hankins.
Does UAB have enough personnel-wise to even, you know, sort of characterize this or try to as a trap game for Memphis? Frank's looking at me a certain kind of way. I can tell before I even get the question out what his answer is going to be.
No, I don't think so. I mean, if we're talking about defensive metrics and defensive numbers, UAB is one of the worst defenses statistically in the country.
Yep.
And you're going up against an offense that knows how to run the ball and run the ball well, and that's what you don't defend well. And so I just think it's a talent gap, and there's a matchup gap or a matchup, whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
that's going to be hard for UAB.
That's why I'm glad you said that because my priority is coming out of this game, and I know you know it's a little bit of a little cliche, but if I can get this wrapped up. And get Brendan Lewis off the field. You know, a guy who's taken a lot of licks running the ball the way he has for you, just so I know I'm giving myself my best shot health-wise against South Florida. That, to me, I know winning the game is the priority. Now, I've talked to you about maybe trying to save dudes, but if I don't have to play my guys four quarters in this one, maybe it's not the one I'm running up the score in the fourth.
Yeah, right, especially yeah. not with your QB.
Yeah,
if you can help,
my starters.
Especially when I know you don't want to look ahead, but you know what you've got in the rest of the schedule. You want to keep Brendan Lewis fresh and limit his hits and everything. And I don't think, you know, in terms of the trap game, I think what UCLA has done
with their interim
yep. gives Silverfield some bulletin board material, whatever you want to call it, to, like, don't overlook this team 100%. Because we see what UCLA did when they made a coaching change. And so I think that alone is going to keep this team focused.
Yeah, Drew Hill actually did just post a column about game day. He writes, Memphis wants game day, but will game day want Memphis? And, you know, he talks about how Ed Scott did come out on social media and say that they're still under consideration. But, like, do you believe that?
About the consideration?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you guys asked me what last week, and I was – it's been a roller coaster of pessimism and optimism.
You were more hesitant, though, than others have been. Is that a fair characterization
yes,
of
I
how
was.
You were last week?
I was last
I
week.
I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
It mattered to me.
Yeah, I was more hesitant yeah. because I saw what the breakdown of some of the other games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it broke in Memphis' favor with Oklahoma losing and everything. And so I was more optimistic. And then obviously you see the game time, which, you know, we've seen game day have 11 a.m. kickoffs before, but that's just not necessarily a good sign. I don't think it takes Memphis out of the equation, but I do think that LSU game is your biggest roadblock to game day pulling the trigger on coming to Memphis.
Everybody seems to think that one's the favorite now, not the FCS game.
Right.
That is back to LSU.
Yeah, I mean, it makes total sense. But again, like, LSU is an underdog. Now, maybe it just won't matter because they've already lost a game. And so what's the difference between one loss and two loss? You know, if you want to go to Baton Rouge, you want to go to Baton Rouge.
Well, I think the difference is if it's close, right? If Memphis is if that's the 1A and this is the 1B, a loss could shift the 1A, 1B in Memphis's favor if it's that close. And I have no idea if it is, but that would be.
Well, I think it hurts. Part of the draw, I think, for the case for game day was that scene on Beal. It was unique. It was something that people always will remember, right? It was something that, you know, that sky cam coming up and the stay and all of that, right? It was such a different thing. And now you're just talking about putting it in front of the under renovations, Simmons Bank. It ain't going to be a pretty scene. Like,
yeah.
It's going to kind of look like rubbish.
I will say that credit to that crew, though. That crew can make it work if they wanted to, right? That
they
crew
can.
Does a good job of capturing the camera yep. scene that they
no, you're right.
Capture.
They'll just like they'll get like the fountain somehow. Only like you know,
yeah,
they'll manipulate it.
If they want to come, they'll make it work.
No,
that's
you're
one
right.
thing they can.
But
do.
I think like that's the thing. It's like okay, if we go to Memphis, we're gonna have to make it work. We're gonna have to like figure out a way to not get the renovated stadium in the background. How do you know? Whereas they could just say we're gonna go to freaking Baton Rouge, where we're it's the SEC, it's Baton Rouge, it's LSU. Like we know exactly what that's gonna be.
Yeah, I mean I would say that the LSU draw is
yeah, because they've been there. I think it hurts Memphis that they've never been to Memphis in that way. Like, it's a whole new, you know, thing.
It's a Tiger Lane, they've never been. You talking
yeah,
about that?
Yeah. They've never done it there. Tiger Lane's never hosted anything like that before. Like, so you got to work through all that kind of logistics and all that.
I will say the crew, I know it's different because it's not Beale Street, but the crew did seem to enjoy the experience when it did come to Memphis.
They totally did, and that's why we thought there was a chance. We're going to talk to Jason Fitz tomorrow. He was part of that game day crew when they came down, and I think he told us at the time how much everybody appreciated it. But it's almost like a whole different city now because you're going from Beale Street to the in front of the Simmons Bank. Like, it's just different to me.
And I'll say this, game day aside, I thought the Memphis fans deserved a night game. They didn't get the night game against 100%. They didn't get the night game against Arkansas.
Spot on.
Now, as a beat writer,
you love our morning game.
Yeah, night games are rough for me, but for the fan base, I feel like the fan base deserved a primetime game. The way that Memphis has been playing, the way that USF has been playing, I felt that they deserved that.
Did the way South Florida dismantled North Texas in the second half change anything, affect anything for you as it relates to the way you're viewing this American race?
Not really, because one thing about North Texas is, you know, they are who we thought they were.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's so part of this answer, I think.
We
right?
knew that they yeah. were a team whose record showed that they were better than they were, and we all believed that South Florida was legit. And so I don't think that you're looking at South Florida any more scarier than you thought they were before that kickoff.
I'm with you. Some AP voters certainly seem to think so, though. The way they jumped, what was it, five spots? I'm with you. That's the South Florida team I already thought. But some AP voters sure seem to flip.
I think those AP voters were giving more credit to North Texas than we were.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you view North Texas at that rate, then you give more
credence to the win. They're
but
the win there.
We kind
knew.
Of already thought North Texas were some frauds, and I won't necessarily say frauds. They are having a good year. I don't want to, you know, discredit what they're having. But we knew that they weren't on South Florida's level.
No doubt. That freshman quarterback is good, though. It's a weird windup
so
for him. It comes out
fraud.
Quick.
Yeah.
He'll be a problem if they can keep him. John and I were thinking in the first quarter, second quarter of that game, there's going to be no way that school can keep him because he's looking so good. Some P4 will come in there
they will.
And
he's,
snatch
he's
him.
He's gone.
And that's probably that MetaMaker, whatever.
Mastermaker.
And, I mean, he has a weird delivery, but he gets there quickly.
I mean, there's so many Power 4 programs that don't have quarterbacks. He is gone.
I mean, we saw it with Tulane, Mensa.
Good
call.
Who's just over at Duke now. So.
He got $3 million.
But now Tulane paid Retzloff, right?
Yeah, but they lucked into that
because of his situation
at
BYU.
Situation. He wasn't going to leave BYU for Tulane if his hand wasn't forced.
Exactly right.
So you're not keeping any more Seth Hennigans or even this kid at North Texas.
No, I mean, Seth Hennigan was never supposed
Memphis
to
might be able to, South Florida might be able to, but those are the only two. I mean,
Yeah, man.
If you're going to keep your guy, maybe an American team keeping its
quarterback. I mean, I don't know. It depends. Like,
with what they can pay?
If somebody out there offers $3 million, Memphis can't keep
it. Yeah, then you're out. Yeah. But well, up to a certain line.
It also, remember, like, the QB-coach relationship is more important than ever before, because what you can't pay in money, you hope you have in relationship.
Yeah.
Not to say that that would necessarily keep them, but that helps your chances a little bit better if it's like, look, we'll up the ante. This is what we got. I know it's not as much as that one, but you talk about the relationship. You talk about the continuity with the locker room. You try to play that up as much as you can to keep your guy, but the money has to at least come to the table.
Hennigan and Silverfield, the relationship. Then you got Haggerty and Penny. You'd think, okay, well, there'd be a great relationship there. Man, still leaves you. You know, I know it's basketball. It's a different comparison, but my point is you can have a good relationship with him. You think you're the best thing for him. You think you can help make him a point guard. Guy leaves you for what he thought was going to be a better deal.
I was going to say, because Memphis had the money for that market.
Yes, man.
And so that was strange.
Yeah, no question about it.
Yeah, it's it's been quite the year. There's no doubt about that, and it's always going to be touch and go in terms of all of that. I mean, Trent Dilfer, when you diagnosed that situation, was it more coaching? Was it more talent? Was it where does the blame lie on why that's been such a disaster?
I mean, I think it starts with Dilfer. I never took the impression that he wasn't bothered enough by losing to me. Like, I think as a coach, losing has to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see that it bothered him enough.
I'm with you. It felt like it was more of a their problem than a my problem. But brother, you're sitting in the seat,
exactly.
So it needs to be a your problem.
And then the comments this is in Alabama. You know, some of the stuff we've seen.
Dude.
I just didn't see the job being taken seriously enough.
Yeah, which was an absolute disservice to those student athletes. They should have fired him after last year when they saw it. He was saying it publicly, man, that the guy, you know, wasn't grateful. It felt like other coaches would be to be in that position.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he was an arrogant, you know,
which is fine to be that way if you're winning.
Yeah,
but you're not. So
right. This ain't what was it, David Lipscomb or wherever he was before? What a high school that he was at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this ain't private school, high school.
I know we're looking ahead. I am worried about South Florida though, and we'll have this conversation next week. I can't hide it. I'm not going to hide it. I'm going to confront it head on.
We have the, as Frank just told you, the seventh best stop rate in the country, John. That's
true.
That's we're going to put that on Byron Brown.
Yes.
Now, I will, not to rain on the parade a little bit, but the competition does get stiffer
for
the defense as it goes on. That's why I'm really excited to see this game, because we'll know what that stop rate looks like against
really
offense like USF.
Now.
Yeah. And I think Memphis's defense is prepared to handle that challenge. But I'm just excited to see it. I know, like you said, we're talking as if they don't play UAB this weekend.
I don't care about them playing UAB. They're a billion point favorites, man.
That tempo they run.
That's where I'm concerned.
It's scary.
Because it neutralizes all that stuff that you're talking about, right? Like, it neutralizes
getting
your
in your
defense.
Subs and your depth. It's going to matter.
Yeah, I will say, though, like, we've seen more subs happen defensively for Memphis this season, right? And so I think that, you know, that fast tempo, they got a little taste of it with FAU, because FAU moves fast too.
Mm-hmm.
I know USF is a different beast, but we can see some of that depth already showing up. And so I think Hankins will be ready for that.
Yeah, it's going to be his obviously stiffest challenge.
Yeah.
Ever, right? I mean, this will be. I mean, Arkansas gave up on the run, so it's not, you know.
Yeah, and Florida State wasn't the team that they were.
Yeah, so I mean, it's going to be. When's the last time Memphis played a top 20 team?
A top 20?
Was Missouri in the top 20 they played 2 years ago?
No,
they weren't. They weren't.
When's the last time this has happened then? Cincinnati in the championship game?
I think so. Yeah.
So 6 years. That's a long ass time, dog. I mean, Iowa State maybe in that bowl game might have been something, but almost like don't even like end of season bowl game rankings are like I don't care,
no,
like regular season top 20 opponent.
Yeah, this will be huge, and then on top of that,
maybe UCF one of those years. I'm
Memphis
not sure.
Memphis also being ranked, right?
Yeah, I mean,
like this is the first
certainly since then
what will you know, assuming they both win, this would be the first top 25 matchup in the American of the season.
I got one for you. If I had to ask you, and they both clearly done fantastic jobs, but which one's done the better job, Kramsey or Jordan Hankins, which one would you say?
Ooh.
Could make great cases for both.
Yeah.
So I'm curious which side you come down on. Oh, I got him.
Yeah, you got me on that one. I'm gonna say Kramsey, because I think this dual threat QB fits him. The skills that Brendan Lewis has, I think fits his play calling.
Yeah.
I think he's maximizing Brendan Lewis to the best that he can maximize him. I think you can't state that enough. You know, people talk about, you know, his arm, his deep ball or whatever. Mm-hmm. Kramsey is putting him in situations to where he can be the most successful. And I think you have to credit him for that.
No, it's a completely different – I'm with you, because – and it's a completely different style than what he was doing with Seth when he was still a top 15, top 10 type SP plus offense. He's still that with Brendan Lewis.
Which is
looks
why –
like completely different with a new style, like you're saying.
Which is why I'm saying him, because he's shown that he can do both.
Adapt.
Right?
Yeah.
Like he can
and
have,
keep it top 10, top 15 type efficiency.
Yeah, and so no slight to Hankins.
No, because they're both excellent jobs.
They're both excellent, but if you're making me choose, I think Kramsey being able to show that he's a dynamic play caller
in
terms of the QB that he has.
I'm with you.
Absolutely. Here's Frank Bonner. Read him at dailymemphian.com.
Great stuff, bro.
Obviously, you're going to be following the I guess you won't know on game day until the weekend, right, officially?
Yeah.
I'm not holding out hope, but I'm just saying, for the people that are.
I'm surprised y'all didn't ask me about Penn State situation. I wanted to get some takes off on that.
Oh, well, you're gonna lose your coach to him?
You better be prepared.
Okay,
you better be prepared to make
question.
Him the highest paid coach in America.
Well, I just wanted to. I mean, he can. Are you gonna go to Penn State and be another good coach there, or are you gonna be a legend at IU in terms of what you're able to do?
He already is.
You have to play into. I think college coaches are have an arrogance about them in that way, and the arrogance may keep him at IU. But I was talking about Franklin. I wanted to see them give him another year to see if he could figure it out. Just because, and maybe I'm a sucker for this, but he built that program, and he definitely should have went into next year being on number one on the hot seat. But in the same way that Oklahoma State could have fired Mike Gundy last year and they didn't, they gave him a chance to figure it out. He couldn't. They X'd him. I think James Franklin should have got the same treatment.
Well, I know James appreciates that, as he counts his $48 million, $49 million,
yeah,
that vote of confidence from you.
That's exactly right.
No, I appreciate
Frank's
the other
heart
side
bleeds
of that,
for James Franklin, man. You got to love it. You got to absolutely love it. Again, read it at the Daily Memphian. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
48 years of yes. 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 It's more like yes. Not like the Daniel Bryan yes. It's more like the, you know, yes, of course. Of course I will marry you. From now through October 25th, you can take 48% off engagement rings at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And there's a lot of other anniversary specials going on. The 3/4 carat lab-grown diamond earrings on sale for $248. Got lab-grown hidden halo diamond engagement rings for $34.48. Lots of options, as always, at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Also got a ton of financing options, so however you want to pay. Howie's going to get you covered. He's been doing this, as John said, for nearly 50 years. This is 48, and we are celebrating. Can do 24 months deferred interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Take 48% off that item there in the store, and it's while those supplies last, and you need to get there with the sale having started right now. Shop RIJ in the Bartlett Town Center right there in Bartlett, or the Diamond Showroom on South Perkins, or online at rijewelers.com. Again, I mentioned it, the sale ends on October 25th. Don't wait until October 25th. You won't get the best selection. This stuff's going to be gone because it's 48% off. And it's the 48th anniversary sale with Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
We were actually during the break talking about just the differences in the dynamic with our sons. Last night, you and CJ are, I guess he's on fall break, so you're letting him stay up a little later than normal.
That's correct.
And he's up watching this dramatic come-from-behind victory by the Chicago Bears. And you guys, I don't want to overstate it, but you embraced, like, Jack and Rose.
Right, on the Titanic.
Yeah.
We did. It's the hardest I've ever hugged them.
Wow.
And it felt so good.
That's awesome.
It was just pure joy.
That is great. Seriously.
And he felt it, too. You know, his age, they want to half hug you.
That's right.
He was cool. Full in.
Oh, he was
and
like,
so feeling him full in made me squeeze tighter.
Yeah.
I'm realizing I'm squeezing the life out of him.
Yeah.
And then I'm realizing, too, that, well, John says this isn't the Super Bowl. So this is not a Super Bowl victory. Why are we hugging so tightly? But it was awesome.
No, it's honestly what it's all about.
And that's what it's about.
It is what it's all about.
That's what it's about.
It 100% is. Like, parenthood is far and away the hardest thing that you could possibly undertake. It just is. And so when you get those moments,
sweet,
which I have not had yet.
It's coming.
But I can sort of envision them, you know. Because like it's interesting. I have two kids. I have my daughter and I have my son. And my daughter and I, you know, we're trying to find some common ground, right? But it's very difficult. She likes to do rainbow and unicorn and ponies and princess, and you know, she ain't into the stuff I'm into. And I try to meet her where she's at, like Joe Mazzulla would want, but it ain't the same. My son, on the other hand, is a Neanderthal, basically. He just walks around the house saying, "Backy ball, backy ball."
Mm.
All he wants to do is throw the damn ball. He just wants to throw it. He wants to catch it. He wants to say it. That's all he wants to do. Backy ball. It was his first word. It was his first non-mom, dad, open, closed.
That's awesome.
Basketball.
In Hoop City.
Basketball was my son's first word. And
it's a spirit of discernment.
But it's actually turned out to be basically his only word. It's the only thing he could say. So we're working on that. But you know, I enjoy that. I enjoy roughhousing with him, as you guys might have been able to predict. And that's all we do. You know, we wrestle. Yeah. You know, and so one day, yes, I hope to hug him after some victory. I don't know if it'll be the Raiders. I don't know if it'll be the Grizzlies. I don't know if it'll be the Tigers. But
I'm tell you this, Dom, not gonna be a dork.
I don't think so. I think Dom is a cool. He's a cool dude.
I understand that.
He needs to hit a growth spurt because he is a small man.
Bro, I can tell by the head on that baby, he's gonna be big.
Riley got the height, bro. Riley got the height. She is a beanstalk. You know, now maybe girls grow faster than boys.
They do. It's a fact.
It's my first time. You know, it's my first time going through this, but I can't wait for my son to get that growth spurt because he is a dwarf at this point.
I just want to know if you're going to bring him into Raider life or you're going to let him make his own decision.
No, he's in Raider life.
I gave my son no choice.
He's in Raider life. I bought him a hoodie. I bought him a hoodie set
from Fanatics, and it was messed up. You know, and this is why I blame the tariffs for this, because we're getting sloppy work from China now. But they sent me the hoodie, the Las Vegas Raiders hoodie. It's a set, right? It's a hoodie and it's pants. The hoodie is Las Vegas Raiders, and the damn pants are Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, no.
Okay? Now, what is this, the Brad Carson outfit? They sent me the Brad Carson outfit.
Quality level is really going down.
Yeah, I don't want the stuff. I didn't order the Brad Carson where I have the Raiders and the Cowboys. Okay.
Well, they didn't get their supply of soybeans, so they're going to send you whatever they want to send.
I thought
you.
They got those from Argentina.
Yeah. They're not getting them anymore from us. We have the best soybeans.
We got to figure it out.
Are the Argentinian soybeans as good as ours? Our farmers would say no.
Cheaper, probably. Right?
Yeah, wouldn't have no tariffs on them.
Yeah, I mean, that's like we're getting boxed out by the Argentinians. Like, we got to stop doing that. Well, it's like the Grizzlies with Ginobili. We got to figure this out, man. All right? We got a game plan. it is fun. It's been fun. And just hearing you talk about that with CJ.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me excited.
It'll be fun.
It makes me excited. Backy ball. Damn caveman.
Well, he's got the right sport.
He does. He does. And he likes football, too. But basketball is where he wants to put the goal through, you know, all of it. He loves it. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Frank Bonner for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Jessica Benson as well. Jeffrey & Company, they're up next. Don't touch that dial. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.